Talking through the media.
Yeah. Welcome back to Talking Through the Media's entertainment news and reviews by fans for fans. I'm your host, Tabitha Jordan, and joining me today is the largest thorn in my side, Chris Vagan.
I did not even have to tell her to do something like that, because that was officially how the show kind of started. They would always make something up after that. Did you know, did you do your research or something, or did that just come naturally?
Well, that was pure, like, all natural.
We're going to have a meeting later on. Anyway, what I was going to say was, prepare yourself, guys. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Talk Through the Medias. I'm glad that you're here with tonight. Get the damn likes up if you don't, if you're in the live chat, as I talk to Tabitha about her attitude.
And besides him, we have the real MVP of this show, Ms. Joy Fagan.
Hello.
All right, our show is going to be broken up into three parts. First, we're going to discuss the latest in entertainment and trending topics. Then we're going to do the movie reviews, TV and streaming. And finally, we will open the chat to viewers. So if you're watching live, you can send your comments in the live chat. If you can donate a super chat, we would love that, because we some brokes, you know what. And if you look for in the chat and you look for the Zoom link, you can want your voice being heard. You can click on that link, get your voice heard, and it'll be during our by fans for fans segment.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, thanks, Taps. Yeah, formerly known as We Got Your Mail. I'm going to do something different with We Got Your Mail. Okay. I'm going to make that a segment for the channel members and whatnot. That's going to be one of those videos that we'll post for the channel members first, and then after a couple of weeks it'll be for the public. I will keep reading your guys' mail and all that stuff, but for the live show, for Talking Through the Medias, if you guys are joining us live, if you're in the chat, just hit us up. You'll see your chat pop up on the bottom of the screen whenever we click the little button down there, something like that, right there, like that reminder that I sent you guys. Get the likes up. So if you're watching the show, hit the like button. It helps us out. If you send, just like Tab said, if you send us a super chat, the robot will read that out.
Yeah.
And if I've sent a Zoom link on our community tab and on social, I think on our socials, like on X and Instagram and all that stuff, with the Zoom link. So if you have the time, if you want to join us live during the chat, it's not going to be a full-on conversation. Let me just give the disclaimer now. Like, if you want to just give one little talking point, like something that we've covered tonight, something else that we haven't covered, a question, anything real quick, just one in and out. Whether it's one person in the Zoom chat or if it's 10 or 20 or 30,000, it doesn't matter. Just we'll try to get just one in, because, you know, people have to get home. They got to drive like an hour back to the crib. So yeah. We'll be real fast on that. So guys, if you want to participate in that, appreciate it. But without further ado, Joy, what is the first topic? This is your topic. First topic of the week. What's going on?
Who the fuck did I marry?
Yeah.
Which has been all over TikTok.
All over.
All the celebs. Everybody has been.
So if you guys don't know, there's Joy. Explain to them who did I marry? What was that all about?
So her username is Risa Tisa. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that's not her real name, but maybe it is. I don't know. She ended up making a 50-part series on her channel where she explained. She basically went day by day for the whole 2 and some odd years that they were together, like day by day, playing it out and what she went through. We don't have 500 minutes to.
We definitely do not. Joy told me she used the whole full 10 minutes of each TikTok. And went on how many videos?
There's 50 parts, but then she had a couple that were like some clarification videos where she was answering some questions. So it's probably actually maybe 52 or 53 videos that she made.
And then like 10 housekeeping ones. But this came in from BuzzFeed. So I didn't have to. I wanted to listen to most of it. I didn't really have the time. But this was what, for the most part, is what we saw from this person. Let's see if I can Oh, I have it in the wrong thing. There we go. Here we go. From BuzzFeed, over 100 million people have listened to this woman's 8-hour-long chaotic story about her marriage to a pathological, I'm going to say allegedly, pathological liar, including me. And this is the rundown. Oh, no. Hey, you used the phrase the rundown. That came in from BuzzFeed. So to give us the quick or the short version of it, like what basically went down?
She put out that it started right before the pandemic, okay. Like maybe 2 months before. She met online. She matched with this guy online for their first date, which started off bad for her. She got a flat tire on the way. Had to call him to tell him, look, I'm stuck. I'm sorry. I will have to cancel or figure something out. And of course, he was like, no, I'll. And so he moves in with her. She had a bigger place than he did. Mm-hmm. And she felt like everything was going really well because he's paying. She didn't really have big bills, first of all. Let's say that. Let's put that out there. She wasn't living the high life.
Yeah.
But he's paying her bills for her. They're doing well. He very quickly it goes into like, I want to marry you. Let's look for a house. Let's do all this. He's telling her his background is football and that he's invested all of his money from this, and he's got money's no object. He's vice president of the company he works at, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And he's showing her all of these things, like, you know, picking his phone up and showing her, look, this is my bank account. So let me show you this. And here's my approval letters that I got for houses, and here's all the stuff. So she's believing that everything is being said, but starts getting the red flags very quickly, and she ignores them, which she admits to. I ignored them because I'm older. She doesn't say how old she is. I'm older, and I was desperate to get married. I wanted to get married and have a family, so I was willing to just ignore those things.
Yeah.
So that's my. She was like, "That's on me."
Yeah.
Because they were there. They very quickly
ignored that Dexter kill room in the basement.
The little things that would be like, you know, oh hey, let's go look at these houses, and they're calling realtors, and they're looking. A lot of it was virtual. She said in 2020, looking at them, whatever he's wanting to put off, like real conversations, and finds out way. Anyways, they get married. Even though she had some super big red flags come up right before, but she's like, you know what?
Follow through.
She does get pregnant. She miscarries. Thank goodness for her. She says that later, that was a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
She gets married, and she said from the moment they got married, everything changed.
Well, let's see what. So for the most part, there was, let's see, things like, you see, Risa Tisa, I'm assuming that is her real name. Appropriately titled, "The Who the F Did I Marry" has seemingly halted all outside forms of entertainment. People have stopped scrolling for their For You pages. They've shut off Netflix, and anything other than Risa's story has failed to seize people's attention. I was joking about this before, like a week or two ago, that TikTok is going to become like what my grandmother used to call, I'm going to go watch my stories.
Yeah.
That's a soap opera.
Well, since she had them all listed on her page, no one was looking at the FYP.
Yeah.
They were
catching up to that series.
Yeah.
And with at the very end, you said, how did it all come down?
She got serious about actually going and digging, mm-hmm. is when she found stuff out.
Yeah.
She said she did try once on their marriage license, his social security number, and nothing pulled back. It came back with nothing. And then she saw something. I can't remember. You'd have to go look at the video. She saw something else like a little later where it didn't.
Sorry, a little inside joke on there. Awesome, man. I'll let the tab of the. That's the. From Peter Lang to my boy Ray. Everybody's all like, "Oh, Tabitha's great. Tabitha's so cool." No. What did he say? What did our friends, my friends say that you were, that triggers you all the time?
Whatever.
Adorable. Adorable. So there you go. Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. Like Princess, what's her name from Wreck-It Ralph? That's who you remind me of. Sarah Silverman. Disney-fied Sarah Silverman. She's like, I'll take it.
I can roll with Sarah. Like, I mean,
But yeah, happy birthday, Peter. We appreciate you.
Happy birthday, man.
But yeah, guys, remember, guys, if you in Super Chats is not mandatory, and we appreciate anything that you guys send because it does help us out. But if you send a Super Chat, it does get read out loud by the robot. I was sitting there waiting for that. I was like, I can't wait till this one reads. I was having fun with it. But what was that?
She was able to actually start to really uncover things like his criminal history.
Yeah.
He's actually convicted as a felon for impersonating a police officer.
How long were they together?
Some caught lying experience.
Ended up being like a little over 2 years.
It was like a long con, right?
Or no, year and a half or so.
He played the long game, damn.
They were only married for like 6 months.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Because she promptly, that was when she figured
everything out.
This guy ain't got no
she was
credit.
Able to uncover all of it finally. Talk to
Do not tell me somebody gifted her a trip.
They gifted her a trip. And then the other thing was all the cars they test drove, all these cars that they test drove that he never bought for her, they were all BMWs because that's her dream car. And BMW said, aww, we will get you a car.
That's so sweet. I love that.
Have I ever told you the story about how the Ford F-150 is my favorite truck of all time? Let me tell you about the
not even the best truck out there.
It's not, but it's my favorite truck. Ford, I love the truck. Now let me tell you about the time with my best friend said he couldn't be my. No, let me just give my whole drama story.
Nah, it's not gonna work for you.
It ain't gonna work for me.
No,
it's gotta be organic. Things like that have to be organic. Now all these blessings are gonna come to her.
Well,
and
good
stuff.
For her.
Well, the
I
controversy came in because she used fake names throughout this thing. The whole thing.
She didn't call him out or anything.
She said, I don't want to say his name. She used fake family names, ex-wives' names. She used all fake names. And somebody watching her videos took it upon themselves under the guise of, well, I want other women to be safe from him. Hunted it out and figured out who it was and posted it everywhere. So, you know, people were like, she was, some of that was for a reason because if you listen to her videos, there was some cops and stuff involved and different things. Like, why would you put a target on her back like that?
In my opinion on that, even if it was a legitimate reason.
Her own remained single the rest of her life because she has zero desire
to ever.
She's in therapy, but she's like, I have zero desire to ever try again.
Yeah, whether it's fair or not fair, even I'll be honest, even me, if I was still single and if I met her in the dating pool and found out that she did a series like that, I would feel bad for her situation, but I would not, based on the drama that this. I wouldn't want to be associated with her anyway because I don't know if that guy's crazy. Well, I might come back. I'd be worried about that one.
He's made several videos now, and of course they're all just, she's a lie. She's a lie. Yeah. She's a big fat liar.
All he says is she's lying. I'm like, okay, where's your
receipts? I left her because she was cheating on me. She is a liar.
Where's your receipts?
All lies.
So he comes out of nowhere. Why are you fucking
and
lying?
He reposted those same pictures. I have money. I was approved, and he's posting those. That everybody's like, Google image search. Yeah, it's fake, dude.
That statement is from 2003.
It's not real. But.
Well, it's a whole shit show with this, but I'm not surprised. She's getting she's getting sponsors. It's from what I can tell, one of the fastest rising TikTok pages of social media platforms of all time. I was like,
and some people were talking about, well, she probably did it, you know, for money reasons or whatever,
but there's no way of knowing that.
Well, no, but she specifically said once it took off, it got popular, she was like, I actually don't get money from these because I'm not in the creator fund.
Correct. Yeah.
I didn't get that request to them, and when she re-uploaded them, it had the TikTok logo, and the other creators are like,
safety thing.
They won't pay you on those because they consider those like
dangerous activities.
No, a re-upload. Not an original video, because it has the TikTok logo.
Yeah. Wow.
So there's a lot. They're like, she was. I mean, not that she's not getting paid since then, but not for all of that stuff that people watch.
Yeah, obviously the series has risen her page in general. Mm-hmm.
And she's made more videos since then and stuff, but.
But that series itself, she's not making all the money off of. Which,
for example, if she was in the creator fund before the first video was uploaded, based on because the way the algorithm works, I can only speaking for YouTube, I know that the length of your video, how much time your viewers stay on your video also counts.
Some of the other ladies that I've saw said they have to watch at least 5 seconds. At least five.
And how much retention? Yeah.
And it has, like I said, it has to be an organic off the FYP. It can't be in your...
Yeah, that those types of videos get you the most money. Keeping the viewer on your video for a long period of time, the number of views and stuff like that all helps. So yeah, that would have been a good
benefit from her story. She should be allowed to benefit from it. It's her story. It's her trauma. It's her experience, and that's what you should
like movie or still well, mini I mean, series. It's still I think good, that would be but more it's profitable.
Each episode is a different story of this happening to people.
What are those called? Like anthologies or something like that? Is that what that's called? Like when every episode is different.
I have to look that up. I don't know.
But yeah. Guys, let us know what you guys think. I was waiting for
it didn't come.
It never came in. Peter. I see you. I'll click on it again and see if it. Maybe it's still a delay on there. I'll click on it. But guys, let's move on to the next story. Let us know what are your thoughts on this whole situation. Have you watched this? Why the fuck did I get married? Who the fuck did I marry? Did you watch this? Were you one of the ones that got caught up on this? Or do you have your own similar story? Let us know in the box below. And let's just keep talking. All right. What is the next top? Borderlands. That trailer just dropped. This trailer dropped, 2-3 days ago, I think? Earlier this week. We just saw it. Mm-hmm. I'm curious on what you guys thought of it. Did you guys have a chance to watch it?
I watched it.
Okay.
I mean, obviously there's a lot of action in it. To me, it was one of those like action comedies.
Yeah.
I saw in comments people saying it's a knockoff Guardians of the Galaxy.
Tabs, what did you? Okay, did you watch it?
No, sir.
You didn't get a chance to check it out. No, yeah, didn't do your homework. Okay, so.
Well, that means I can. I'm excited to see it, but
it's just a trailer. Yeah,
I mean, it's just a trailer.
World, all those people that get bent out of shape about not following the storyline, because the comments were nothing but people who were into the video game going, "This is straight trash."
Oh, I already can see. I've never
everybody
played the game
they
before.
Cast is wrong because they're not a zero thing like the game.
Yeah,
it's all wrong. It looks stupid. It's not. This is not what the game is. It's not blah 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 blah.
So play the game.
Yeah.
So I was like,
exactly.
So I saw it and thought it looks funny to me.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Again, I'm so irritated by people half the time when they do this. I'm sorry. Just.
I don't know a single solitary thing about the game.
Yeah. Dude, just get off your high horse. If you aren't going to enjoy it and all you want to do is complain about how it's not like something else, go do the something else. If you love that something else so much, in this case, the game, just go play the game.
Yeah.
Don't watch the movie. Why do you have to put out negativity? You don't have to watch it. You don't have to be entertained by it. You also don't have to say your opinion. Yeah. Goodness gracious, people.
But
all you got to put out into the world is negative opinions, you need to reevaluate yourself. But jeez,
all
it's
those
not
guys
even
who,
released, man.
Yeah, it's not.
It's just a trailer, and everybody's got negative opinions.
All those guys that do that. It never fails. Like Hunger Games to whatever. Name the book. Name the adaptation. Yeah, that's not the actor that I had in mind. For fan casting.
They
this
didn't
one.
Follow look. The storyline that I watched.
But look what we got. You got Jack Black. I mean, when is Jack Black really ever let you? He's just a video game character. It's probably some big dude. I'm like, really, Kevin Hart? But when I saw the trailer.
But Chris, does size matter?
Obviously not to Hollywood because.
Does it matter?
Because Tom Cruise was able to play Jack Reacher.
Okay. If size doesn't matter, like you men so desperately want it to be.
I mean,
then allow them to play.
Size doesn't matter when you have Kevin Hart's bank account.
They get so hung up on a character being the way they want it to be that they
so
can't
stuck
see
in their head. Yeah.
Anything
yeah.
else. That I saw jokes that were like, yeah, they called The Rock and Kevin Hart picked up instead.
Okay, that's funny.
Yeah. From what I can tell, each cast member on this lineup right here, but so I don't know anything about Ariana, but everybody else. But Ariana is the one who stole the trailer from me.
We didn't see much, but that one guy's from Dr. Death himself.
Yeah, I was about to say we know what Edgar Ramirez is about because he crushed it in Dr. Death. I know Florian. I'm saying the name right. That's the villain from Creed, the Creed movies. He was the Russian's son. Mm-hmm. He was the Russian on Creed 2. And he's also in the MCU movie Shang. He was also in Shang-Chi. I've seen him in enough things to know that he's solid. Kevin Hart is solid. Jamie Lee Curtis, more than solid, legendary, solid. Jack Black, legendary.
Mother
I was throwing those balls like, oh, I can't wait to watch this shit. Yeah. This looks like it's gonna be some fun.
I think it will be. I think it will be.
It'll be fun. Know.
She's like, he got in my mouth.
Oh yeah, you're gonna watch this trailer after the show. All right. Anything else? Anybody else saying about let's see, Peter Lang? Let me get to this real fast. What did you say right here? Channel member Peter Lang says $5. So I don't know why I didn't click on it. Shouldn't
we did that one?
Was that the one that we already did?
Yeah, that one was the one I did.
The one about her hair is the one that didn't.
The one it did. I don't know why the robot didn't say anything on this one. It said, thank you all again. Tabitha's hair is awesome. Love the color. Also, let's get Chris a Ford. Yeah. Have you driven a Ford lately? Have you sponsored a Chris Ford? Yeah, that's all.
We have one Ford, but it's not a truck.
It's not a truck. My dream truck is the F-150.
I had a Ford F-150. I'm not a fan. But I love my Tundra, so I'm a Toyota girl. I have so many Toyotas.
What it's like driving a Tundra.
Making up songs.
And then let's see, Peter Lang also continues on with celebrates 8 months of membership. I'll get the Borderlands soon. Still watching Echo. You haven't finished Echo yet.
Okay.
All right. And I'm just catching up real quick. I think that was wasn't the last one, was it? No.
No.
Sean Shonuff.
That's how the Marvels got screwed.
What were we talking?
The casting for Borderlands. Sean.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, let's
move on to the next topic. What do we have coming up? Give us a better show.
Yeah, make it right.
Yeah. So we won't have any mediocre stuff.
I can't be mad at that.
But the thing that's now going to move in that June spot is the reboot of The Crow. And you see,
this was
a story that was tailor made for Tabitha.
I feel like this is a win-win for me. Yeah.
So a movie that you were looking forward to from the John Wick universe that you were already excited about gets replaced by another universe that's one of my other favorite movies.
Literally one of my other favorite movies.
So what do you think about this news right here?
I am so freaking thrilled. Like, really, really excited. And I cannot wait. I really cannot wait. When I tell you I was obsessed with that movie, I was obsessed.
But first off, let's talk about Ballerina. The whole concept of the it reminds me of what the Black Widow in the MCU did. They had that ballerina training too as well, and kick-ass ballerina assassins and stuff. So I'm sure it's going to be way more deadlier in this one.
People don't understand. Like, my daughter literally she's in college for dance.
Yeah.
The training that these dancers, especially prima ballerinas, that they go through is harder than, in my opinion, what some military people go through. They literally beat themselves up every day to learn a dance, to perform the dance. My daughter's feet are disgusting.
I'm glad you brought that. That's what she's holding in her hand right here. I love this shot.
It's disgusting. Because
it's got blood in it.
Them ladies fierce. They are crazy fierce.
What about you, Joel? What do you think about this news? Because you like the John Wick universe.
I like The Crow. I've seen The Crow many times.
And you like The Crow as well?
Not recently, but I've seen it many times. Yeah.
The Skarsgård, man. He's going to, it himself. He's going to be, I don't know if he's going to play the same character that Brandon Lee played, but it probably, what was his name? Was it Drake? Was it Brandon Lee?
Brandon
Lee as The Crow, but what was his name? Drayton? What was his name?
Oh my gosh, now I'm drawing a blank.
Guys, if you guys remember, what was Brandon Lee's character's name? Not just The Crow, but what was his name? Drayton?
I keep wanting to say Damon, but I know that that's not
What was his name in The Crow, guys? We'll wait for the guys in the chat to help us out with that. Or you can Google that
that's
one.
That's frustrating.
But I wonder if Skarsgård's going to be playing that same
character. Eric Draven is the last name.
Yes, Eric Draven. Yes. But this information comes in from Deadline. Lionsgate, John Wick spinoff. Ballerina starring Ana de Armas, who I think gets a bad rap because she on that, what was that movie that she just did with Chris Evans? That was on Apple TV. We just saw that.
Yeah, I can't remember.
That movie wasn't that bad. I heard that she did awesome in the James Bond universe. I didn't see the last James Bond movie, but everybody said I think her action.
Which movie are y'all talking about?
So she was like a undercover CIA.
It's on Apple TV, and it's Chris Evans and her. He plays the damn from Buffy.
With her name. Eliza.
Dushku.
Yeah.
Dushku.
Yeah. That's who it was.
I said Dushku.
You said douche. That was not correct. It's not correct.
But yeah, she does favor her.
Does
a
she not
bit.
Though? Like yeah, she does. It was weirding me out this whole time. I'm like, man, she looks so much like her. I was so distracted.
She don't age. No.
To a point where I was like, is this her? And she just looks really young, but that can't be it.
Yeah. Let's see. It says on Deadline here, advanced ticketing is already hot for Ballerina. Lion Gates just wants to make the feature production by Basil Iwanik and Eric Lee Thunder Rhodes even better. Currently, the ballerina stands alone on her own this summer of 2025. They said that the reasons why he's working on Ballerina Director on additional action sequences. Okay, so I wasn't wrong.
Yeah, just
they
what
want
you said.
To
yeah,
they want
exactly
to improve
it.
Some action sequences. I guess that wasn't going in the right direction, and they wanted to tweak a few things and fix it. So
cannot
yeah,
not be angry at that.
I'm not mad at that. I'm mad that I don't get it as fast as I wanted to see this, because I hear that Keanu is going to make a cameo, so I don't know if this is going to take place in the past. I guess it's obviously got to take place before part four,
for sure.
The whole is he dead? Well, he was dead until he made all that damn money, mm-hmm. but now it's like maybe not.
He might not be.
Wake up, John. We got money to make. But
he's disappeared before.
I don't want one.
Yeah, yeah. The original was, it's a cult classic. Yeah. And so I'm just really excited to be bringing attention to this movie, because this movie, in my opinion, is so underrated. It was such a and I hate using the word fun because of what the movie's about, but it was a fun watch. I enjoyed this movie, and it had these little quirky comedy moments in it, which I really loved.
Me and Sean quote this movie all the time when we're so playing our video game. Murder! You want to talk about murder? It's fun. It's easy. You gonna learn all about it. That's one of the best lines, man.
And the chick, the little girl in it, I mean, I think I resonated with her when I watched this
little rebel.
Yeah, like the little you
skateboarder.
Know.
Yeah.
Well, and she was just such a critical thinker, which I loved about what they were portraying in this movie. Yeah. And she was
character was also in the sequel, right?
Yeah,
the woman that was supposed to be her. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I just love this movie, so I'm just genuinely excited for it to be getting attention and to having its reboot and to have hopefully a second moment for it.
I didn't know what to think about a Skarsgård playing the Eric Draven. If he's playing Eric, maybe he's playing a different character.
They're
such amazing actors.
But seeing this side by side picture now, I'm like, the physicality of it, the muscular but thin brooding dude.
Neither was Bruce Lee or Brandon Lee. They are both very fit, very athletic.
It's like Ballerina. Mm-hmm. Is that what it is? Ballerina being moved to 2025. How do you feel about that? With the Skarsgård bringing back the Crow. Did you know that Jason Momoa was being tapped to play the Crow? This was all the buzz last year, the year before. There was some release footage.
I love him. Mm-hmm. I have zero issues with that. I just don't think that that's a role for him, in my opinion.
I'm gonna show you the video and the footage that came out when he was testing for it, because he was doing all this weird posing and under a street lamp with the makeup on. It was kind of funny. I thought it was gonna be great because
I really think that this might be a better casting decision in my mind. But I love Jason Momoa, but I just really think that that's a he is comedically amazing. He is built in a way that he can play a lot of action roles and a lot of things, but I don't think that this The Crow would be the best role for him.
Yeah. I just feel like the way the first movie happened, I mean, this whole process of getting to the end of the road to avenge that character's murder, I feel like Jason Momoa would have gone straight from being resurrected to killing the bad guy in like less than 5 minutes. That would have been a short ass movie. Yeah. Like just boop, done. I think I was like, no, Jason Momoa would have wrecked shop.
Yeah.
But no, but I want to process. Yeah. I want to see it. Guys, those are what you guys think. And let's move on to that's the entertainment portion of the show. Let's move on to some reviews. Let's get right.
First main fight scenes that happen, and the spy's coming at her, and she keeps flipping between seeing Henry Cavill and the real spy. And she's like blinking, and then they just keep changing. So you're seeing the same scene with a different main actor. And it's freaking hilarious because you got Henry Cavill coming in as a character from her book, like placing over him on the real spy. Mm-hmm. And he's like looking at her, making eye contact, and it's all like, you know, cheeky and such. And then you've got the real spy in there, like really trying to like save her in a sense, and like trying to make sure she stays alive, and she's freaking out because she can't tell who she's looking at, and it was so well done.
Between Sam Rockwell and Henry Cavill.
Yeah. And it was so well done and so funny. I laughed so much in this movie, but you have to go in knowing that this movie is making fun of itself the entire time. The action scenes with the, like, even like a scene where one of the villains is getting away, and it's her telling the story. Like, she's writing the story. So it's the villain and her story getting away, and they're showing it as like a movie, and they pan out to the scene, and it's like them making fun of like the faraway scenes where people like build the tiny cities, and then they like film it with the thing, and it looks ridiculous. It's like
where, you know, they're the same people that probably wouldn't get or be entertained by the old school like Pink Panther.
Yes,
that were
yes,
mysteries, yes, but they were really silly.
Yes, it's exactly. This is Pink.
Starts to mirror the covert actions of a real life spy organization in the line between fiction and reality begins to blur.
Also, like, Romancing the Stone and the other one that went with it. I forgot. Because those were, she was a book writer.
Yeah.
They were very action, but
didn't
they were
silly.
Didn't
we just see that movie with, what's her name, and Brad Pitt?
It was very similar.
Brad
Pitt. And,
was this in it? Sandra Bullock. Yeah.
She was She was writing romance novels.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock and Shannon Tatum.
Her book wasn't really coming to life so much as that the villain
The cover model of her books were like had to save her life or something like that, right?
Yeah, this is similar but different, and I don't want to give away anything because that's kind of the cool part about the storyline. The storyline's really interesting, like how they bring this about. It's kind of neat, no lie. But yeah, I really enjoyed it, and you know, I get that other people
Natalie saw it.
She said she liked it. Okay, yeah.
So I thought it was so funny. I really did.
Well, I'm changing it from the letter grade. I've abandoned the letter grade. Everybody's getting kind of wonky about that. So let's make it simple. Like I'll do a 1 out of 5 kind of a thing. You can even do the point this and that and the other. So if you were going to give it your for me grade, out of what are you going to give? You want to give it a 1 out of 5?
What's the top one?
Well, 5 is the most. It can be 1.5, 2, 2.5, 3. What
grill? Mustang grill. Like, that was my only complaint was that I could notice that moment.
Yeah.
If I had noticed that moment, it would have been perfect for me. But because it took me out of the movie, yes, for me. Because it took me out of the movie for those moments, that's why I would give it a 4. But other than that, I truly enjoyed watching this movie. I thought it was fun. It was funny. Like, Jess and I talked about it endlessly, and we're just like pointing out things afterwards, which always, to me, proves that I enjoyed something when I can continue to talk about it.
How did Sophia Bortella do?
What do you mean? Like
her.
Yeah, I know. She's when she came on screen, I was like,
That's the only thing that's important to me.
Because she's like one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And there's some really, I don't want to say because.
I'm glad that her and Samuel L. Jackson were back together.
That's my
again.
Thing because they were in Kingsman.
Yeah, Kingsman.
No, there's hints of Kingsman in there.
And there you go.
Like,
oh, okay.
I was like, what are we doing? What's going on? And like
King. Well, I still got my birthday free popcorn thing happening for the rest of February for AMC. So maybe I should go.
You
watch
should.
I still Argyle. I love when shows make. I mean, not that I've seen this, but make. References like,
yeah.
Do I know you from somewhere? I don't think so.
Don't tell me if they did that, but that would be fun if they broke the fourth wall a little bit.
It's just really, it was really interesting. I truly enjoyed, and her character in the movie was really kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
She's the she's character, but yeah, I liked it. I just enjoyed it.
She looks like she
double time. I had to, I watched it in 1.25 is the most that they would give us, but yeah. I mean, if you know the animated series, it's almost exact 100% like the animated series, but they obviously took a lot of liberties. And I won't go through everything. I did write myself a bunch of notes.
Oh my God, we don't have time for that.
No, I can't. No, these are my notes for the blog. So you can you want to read my review. I gave my little quick notes for everything
we need to
for
have
each
a veto
episode.
Button for
I'll
him.
Read quickly.
But I will give you my grade. I'll tell you like this. This is the order from greatest to worst. I said episode 4 was my favorite. And this is going to not make any sense, but it was episode 4, which dealt with, it was a more emotional episode. The character who plays like Prince Zuko, like if you don't know what Avatar is a boy who in a world where all these different nations have different abilities. There's people who control water, air, fire, and earth. And there's an avatar who can control all the elements. And when an avatar dies, he's reincarnated into another tribe. So a person from the water tribe will be the avatar. Then the person from the air tribe. Then the fire nation. Every time an avatar dies, he's reincarnated in the next group of people. Mm-hmm. This time he was the Alon's version, but they also seem to want it to be 100% like the cartoon, which makes no damn sense. People are supposed to take liberties on these types of adaptations. So I was happy with a lot of the liberty that it took. I felt like we got more of the story that we didn't get. But when I was watching this cartoon, I noticed that things were happening where I felt like, okay, this is going to be a situation where, like, those people, you know how people kind of get when you read a book and then it becomes a movie? People are like, well, that didn't happen in the movie, or that's not what I envisioned in the movie, or you didn't do exactly what happened in the book, and this adaptation is not quote-unquote right. I think people are judging this series too harshly because they're trying to make it 100% like the cartoon. And you don't want to do that. I mean, If you just want to watch the damn cartoon again, just go back. We were just talking about that earlier. Just go back and watch the cartoon. I like the liberties that were taken. Were some things done poorly? Yes. There were some things that I felt like that were done poorly. But were there some things that were done I felt better than the cartoon? Yes. This series is worth a watch. There were some episodes that were poorer than others. But overall, I'm looking at my grade. There was only 2 out of 8 episodes, two that I gave a very low grade to. All the rest, I was like 4 out of 5. All the rest, the other two, 2 out of 5. On average, for me, I'm gonna cut some things out that didn't flow well. There's some things that can flow well in a cartoon that would make no damn sense and would not work in a live adaptation. Guys, you gotta stop being so, I don't know what the right word is. Snobby about it? Snooty about it? I don't know. What's the right word for this? For the people who feel like...
Is pretentious the right word for
I guess. Yeah.
Inflexible.
Yeah.
Inflexible. Yeah. Flex. Yeah. Yeah. Stretch. Yeah. Do some stretches before you watch this.
Yeah.
Like I said, the casting was great. I feel like the whole series, it was a fun watch. Kids will enjoy it. I feel like old school Avatar fans that when we were kids or when we were younger... should enjoy it. Some parts felt like I was watching a movie that I'm like, yeah, M. Night, this is what you should have did. You fucked up. Other parts, I was like, ah, yeah, this feels very Nickelodeon-y at parts, because the cartoon was from Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon did better than that. But it was very few. For the most part, 5 out of 5, 4 out of 5, 3 out of 5, and very rare that I gave it a low rating. So go watch it. It's fun. I knocked it all out in one day. Very fun series. I hope that it does well. I'm looking forward to chapter 2 and chapter 3, or book 2 or book 3 of it. I just do not want this to be another M. Night Shyamalan situation where they did the first movie. It sucks so bad. It's like, we don't need a sequel. I hope to get all 3 seasons out of this one. I recommend it. Go to Will. Yeah. She can monologue forever and a day about Argyle. But the second I start talking,
but it's you said, 5 seconds later,
she's like, shut up, Chris.
You said it'll be quick, and I got people going, this isn't quick.
My wife knows that when I say it's going to be quick, she knows what's going to happen. I put in that work. Anyway, Jesus, who would have judged me?
Oh, my God.
I had a monologue for an hour and a half about Argyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The second I start talking about a cartoon, she's like, shut the fuck up, Chris. Feud. Speaking of feud,
yeah, I felt it was appropriate to get that in beforehand.
the latest episode of Feud season 2, Capote 3. Let's start with somebody who doesn't insult me all the time, Jordan. What do you think? What's going on with Feud? Like, oh, you liking it?
It's a slow burn.
Is it slow burn for you? I'm enjoying it
because the first episode we watched was
that again. Great, was a slow was burn. Yeah, I feel like it was a lot of setup.
Yes, so you were just like, yeah, where are we going? But no, it's
getting spicy.
I like it. I like the
well, the fact that, you know, Slim.
Yeah, that was a
thought she was being slick.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah. I liked that part. I do. Okay, so here's the part that I think I find fascinating with the way this is set up is, in the beginning, it's as if, and then they feel like they're trying to set up empathy for Capote, and I'm like, okay, but then you're sitting here going, this is the concept of says. And then them trying to create a righteousness within him being a homosexual. And then, like, especially with this last episode, they did that a lot.
Yeah.
And I was like, this does not make that right. And, like, them creating the pretentiousness and almost then trying to villainize. Am I saying that word right?
Villainize.
The Swans and their lifestyle, which we already have that villain aspect of the elitist and the rich. Mm-hmm. But then you have to circumvent it with the trauma that they experience within their world, but that doesn't also make their behaviors okay. And it's really, like, when you really start breaking this down, you start therapizing the show, it's quite interesting aspect.
You know, like Slim, for example, cannot let it go.
She can't.
And the one true person that Capote cares about the most is the one who's, because she's dying, is like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I want my friend back.
Yeah.
I miss my friend.
And now she can't.
Yeah.
And now she can't.
And I just want to let it all go. And none of them can let it go.
Yeah. It's a lot of sadness. I think that was the real, like, if you took a step back and you look at it, it's a real view of how sad a lot of money can make you.
Yeah.
All the way around. All these people put on this face. Every single person in this show is deeply scarred and sad. Deeply. And
then I, you know, had to laugh, of course, when Babe's husband,
she
gives him all the permission, and then he happily runs back. She said it was fine. And, of course, Slim.
And then what I loved, because they weren't going to let you sit with, because she's dying, they weren't going to let you sit with just compassion for her. Mm-hmm. You have the guy who comes in, and he's like, what didn't you tell? And so he starts talking about the girls and, like, all the things he didn't say, and he starts with Babe. And he starts with her self-importance. Yeah, she's soft. Yeah, she cares. But she's very self-absorbed. Right. Yeah, she can't look out of her own things, and that affects the people around her. And she's not kind in that way. And so it's just, from a person who loves analyzing that stuff, it's fascinating.
There's a lot to unpack.
Yeah, there's so much. There's so much to unpack.
Each one of them, each one of the swans is its own movie. Uh-huh. It's its own thing.
I'm of course Googling and reading things.
Yeah, but, in real time. Yeah.
Well, here's
you have to.
Did I tell y'all that before the show came out, I had already weirdly come across, like, before I knew about this show, knew about these stories of the swans.
There was a Capote movie that was in the early 2000s.
But I didn't watch that. I was watching a, like, weird, like, documentary thing about it.
Well, the movie was not about the swans. It was
just about Capote.
About Capote.
Yeah. It was, like, prior to him
meeting the
really
swan.
Getting with the swans.
Yeah. I was, and it was, like, story, like, article, the documentary style, but like articles about the swans and everything that they go through. And then the show came out. I was like, oh, I didn't know. I didn't connect the two until I started seeing it. But yeah, it was,
he really did that.
Exactly.
We don't have money.
He doesn't leave us anything. Like, now we need your help. So, and he did. I will say that's
because you kind of owe it. Kind of owed it. He did. Fuck their family up.
He did. But he also, you see the in the character that they, granted, I don't know if this is how he really is, but in the character that they create through the show, you see a man who had a horrible mother who desperately seeks validation and love and to not be abandoned. His biggest fear is to be abandoned. And
from American Horror Story, the person that cast to be the mother. No, perfect. Cast.
Oh, yeah, it was. It really was. Great.
From what I could read online, the interviews and things they've done with that girl who's playing the daughter. Mm-hmm. She spoke very well of him, said that he was always very good to her.
Yeah.
That means she recognized that he had trouble.
Yes.
And that he had a lot of issues, obviously, yes. But that he was always very good to her.
And you can see that he desperately wants to create connection and relationships with people, but he self-sabotages those relationships and connections every single time. And that was kind of like one of those key factors that I was like, this is trauma based. This is a trauma response. He doesn't know how to accept worthy love.
Oh, yeah, because I mean, his actual partner, if you will, who's rehabbed, stuck by him through all
everything.
Of this, promises him, yes, I'll ditch the dude.
And he self-sabotages
everything. And
then
comes
time.
Right back there and it's like, what do you expect?
Yeah,
it's,
like, and he was so cruel about it. And that's what I hated. Like, yeah.
You know me.
What happened? I don't know. I got.
And it typically, you know, distributes itself in your connections with relationships. And so it just was fascinating. I the whole concept of how they've displayed this relationship and the feud, I've really enjoyed. Yeah. I really have.
And it's been nice seeing some of these ladies on screen
these
again.
These are so, some of the top-tier
Calista Flockhart. Demi Moore.
Demi looks freaking fabulous.
Oh, my God, yes. And, like, seriously.
Diane Lane.
These are
Molly Ringwald.
I mean, A-listers, man. A-listers. And it's so good to have them on, you know, a very in-depth, in my mind, well-done show.
Yeah. Full of all the tea.
Yeah, yeah.
And they cast Capote very well.
Yeah, they
that
did.
Man.
They did. He was so, and he does the mannerisms. Every time he does the cheek thing, I'm like, oh, so good.
That's a trauma response. They show it.
It's a every time he got hit, he does that thing. It's a trauma response.
Yeah, hurt me, baby. Yes. Like that thing like that he does. Even when he's getting abused physically, he still is in his own, like, you're not going to ever take him out of his world, his bubble, whatever's going on in his mind. It's never, you can't shake him
out of it.
He doubles, he's an amazing actor.
Yeah, he's an amazing actor. First of all, when you forget that an actor's playing a role and you think that he's the character.
Are you familiar with any of this other actor's work?
I don't know it off the top of my head, but I've seen him in many different things.
I think I looked up, what did it say, White Lotus? Is
okay. White Lotus, yes.
I haven't seen White Lotus.
He played
the,
yes.
He's activating the Delulu.
It's just like every time he does it, and it's almost elegant. Like, and he uses his fingers, it's almost elegant, and it's like he's putting his energy and he's coming back.
I can't tell if the mannerism comes from the focus that he's lacking because of the drinking. Is that him trying to really keep his composure? I don't know if that's something.
No, because he does it when he's sober.
He does it when he's sober.
Yeah, he does it when he's sober.
I always noticed it when he was drunk.
He does do it when he's like I think it like whenever he was taking the pills and drinking and stuff, but he does that when he's sober when there's conflict. This yes, is like it's a it, conflict that's it. When, thing.
That's like yeah,
which I loved. It was so good.
A coping mechanism, I guess, kind of a thing.
Yes. Side note, y'all need to watch White Lotus. Like for real, you will love that show. 100%. So right. good.
What else is coming up on TV? There's another show that we haven't really watched before, but you are
it's so good.
This reminds me of Yellowstone. These pictures.
Okay, yes. So
and my girl from
Keely Ted Lasso.
From Ted Lasso. Is she British in this?
No, she's
okay.
not.
Okay,
but it's the season is freaking amazing. I'm
this is season five.
Yes. Okay. Five. It is. So good.
From Fargo.
Like intensely good.
Okay.
Like, I was consumed by this show. Like, so, so good.
Did you start watching it when it first came out, or did you catch up later?
Well, I started this season when it, what is it?
And you went back and started from episode one?
Yeah. Okay. Like, I started this season, because you don't have to watch any of the seasons.
Oh, these are like season different?
Yeah. I was just genuinely enthralled by. Like, he is so weird and so captivating. And, like, it was so good. So good. Really, really just takes the cake. I loved the show.
Well, you might be talking me into it.
And it's got a wonderful, like, catches you off guard action scenes. And then, like, the mother, the way that she plays the role, you never know if you should trust her, support her, or her mother-in-law.
Well, without giving too much away, like what is basically like the synopsis of this season? Like what would you say it's about? Like
it's about a Minnesota mother who is married to, she has her husband and her child, and come to find out that she has a past life that comes into play that sort of tries to take her out of her new life.
Okay.
And I don't want to give more away than that because, honestly, that's kind of the best part is figuring all that out.
John Hamm, is part of
her past life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Her new husband is so endearing and lovely, and the mother-in-law for her new husband is a fucking amazing. The character they created around that is amazing. It really is. And you just don't know whether she's... At the beginning, you think she's the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how it starts. You straight up go in and think that she's the bad guy.
Okay. All
right. For the SpongeBob... I couldn't see it. I had to lean over because I got something in the way. But see.
No, that was the one before. And then
Peter was
any of the other seasons or movie or anything.
It has no connection.
But the other ones, I guess, are supposed to all be in the same.
Like
semi-connected.
Like
you don't need to see them, but they're all in the same universe.
True Detective, like you don't need to. But now, like the fourth season kind of connects with the first season. Like True Detective, you never needed to see.
Wait, I thought True Detective was on its fifth season.
I thought it was their fourth season.
But this latest one is connected
to the first season. Yeah,
the one with
what's his butt? All
right, all right, all right, all right. Y'all about to say the same thing. Woody Harrelson. Yeah.
So there's connections to the first season.
Other than two different states, I thought one was in like Alaska and the other one.
Yes,
and there's still a connection.
Correct.
I saw season one.
It was amazing.
True Detective, and I haven't seen any other ones. I'm thinking about going back to watching the one with the
Blade. They've already renewed it.
Marshall Ali. I might watch that.
They've already renewed it for another.
Oh, have
season.
They? Nice. Okay. So, like, with True Detective, I was in the same boat. I watched season one, freaking loved it. Realized it wasn't connected
let's be honest, the new scene, right?
And I was like, I'm not okay. I was so attached to those characters. I wanted to continue that story, and then I never watched it again.
Yeah. I wasn't interested in any of the other. I will eventually watch it, but not. Yeah. But well, I'm more interested in this one than I am.
Jodie Foster in
here. I'm happy to see Jodie Foster back in the game. But to hear that it's connected to...
Yeah, that's the cool part. It's connected to the first
season.
And I think you're going to be, when you watch it, I think you're going to be like, oh my God, that's awesome, that the way they're connecting it. Because I know how they connect it.
Did what's his name, also that slept with Woody Harrelson? Like this to as much as I had to stop it or rewind it. Like, look at it. Because I knew it was going to trigger. Joy hates that.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, the mustache lick.
All right, so see Fargo, for real.
Go see Fargo. It's worth the trip.
It's so worth it.
And yeah, so I think we're already caught up with all the chats. We didn't have anybody in the Zoom, so we won't be doing by fans for fans part of the show. But guys, next week, if you or tomorrow, actually, I mean, if you guys join us tomorrow, I'll be here with Tyler and I believe Itzy might be coming in. Baby, you're gonna you watch Monolith, right? Are you gonna be here tomorrow? You'll be here tomorrow, so we'll be a full boat. We're gonna be we haven't had four. In a while,
that's
but
what
we'll,
she said.
We'll have oh God, I fell right into that one.
Yeah, you did.
I mean, there's a time and a place for everything. It's called college.
That's how I had my first kid.
Jeez, yeah. Use protection, people. So yeah, tomorrow on the Rundown After Dark, when we're talking about our horror, the horror movies and all those topics. Tabs, if you want to come through, we're going to be talking horror stuff.
Hell no.
All right.
I'm good.
Yeah, she said, all right, that's the end of that chapter. But yeah, join us tomorrow. We will if you, okay, I see you there, but I mean, we're about, if you can hurry up and I already exit out of it. Oh yeah. I already exit out of it. I was looking into the, I guess I should have did better. I said at the top of the show that if you want to jump into the Zoom chat and I should have reminded everybody in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. Tomorrow we'll be doing it after dark. And, I guess thank you for joining me on another Thursday. Tabs. If people want to call you adorable, where can they do that?
All right, you can get me on TikTok at letshavefun012 and then on Instagram at tabitha.jordan.18. That's me.
And Mrs. Voila Fagon.
I don't know why he keeps doing that.
Because that's your name. Voila Fagon. If people want to reach you, where can they do so?
My TikTok is Viola Fagan, and my Instagram is Scrub Hats and More by Joy.
Do we have a delayed?
Super delay.
That was way delayed.
That was a while
ago. That was a long
ago.
Time ago.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That just, I thought it was about to say something, but I don't know.
That was an odd.
The last one was a $2 one.
So that might be the one it's trying to click on.
It's the one he said, I'll pay for the SpongeBob.
Peter said
10 years
he'll
later.
He'll try tomorrow or next week.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I already turned the Zoom thing off. And guys, if you want to reach out to me, I'm being more active on my personal stuff on Chris W. Fagan. I'm going to separate. I know I'm mostly active on the T3 Media stuff on all socials, but I'm going to do better at separating, because when I do stuff that's more like about me, I should be putting that on my personal one. And then when it's about topics and things that we should be talking about, like on the show, it's only going to be on the at T3 Media stuff. I need to do better at disassociating those things. So that's what's happening with the medical stuff. With me, it's mostly after I get out of the shower. I'm like, does this look like a Q to you?
Okay.
helicopter.
I do think the helicopter is hilarious. Also the flap. So I point and laugh. So don't, if you don't want to be pointed and laughed at, don't do that in front of me, because I will point and laugh.
Oh man,
That shit is hilarious.
It's the best medicine. All right, until next time, have a good one, guys. Appreciate you guys for hanging out with us. And until next time, peace. Have a good one, guys. Let's keep it up and see you tomorrow.
Remember to like this video, become a subscriber, and share it. This really does help us out. If you would like to watch more from us from T3 Media Studio, click here or here. Thanks for watching. Ah, stop being NC-17.